Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Monday, having a lot of fun. It's a big day for our friends over at Scripps Media and News Channel 5. And to talk more about that, we bring in from the Channel 5 sports team our friend Steve Lehman, who joins us now. Steve, what's up?
Chase, Joe, how are we doing, guys?
Well, we're good. We're are we in the spot? Is that how we're going to put this now? The spot is a thing. It is a reality.
The spot is officially launched as of about 4 a.m. this morning, and so there is a new channel on Channel 28 on Comcast, and I think pretty much all of your cable providers at this point, and it is the new home of the Nashville Predators. As many people know, we'll have all the non-nationally televised games on their schedule this year, so should be in the neighborhood of 75, 76, 77 games throughout the course of the season that will exclusively be on the spot and programming around that. And it's in the very early stages, but I think along the lines there will be future programming and live events that will be announced that should be exciting as well.
It is also where News Channel 5 Plus has moved to, correct?
Correct. So most of the strong programming from News Channel 5 Plus, like Morning Line with Nick Barris and several of those other key shows, have moved across, and they will be housed there as well.
Very, very cool. So, yeah, we're excited, and you know, there'll be a lot more moving forward, and with us as Preds Radio and you guys as Preds TV, I see some collaboration in the near future as well, so that's going to be really neat.
Yeah, I think it's super exciting, as you guys do such a great job over there at the radio station, and just keeping people abreast about obviously the Predators, but certainly the Titans or any local sports. I have always advocated for the fact that here in Nashville, we're in a really unique place, guys, in the sense that we have the biggest sports on the planet. We've got the NFL, we've got the NHL, we've got Major League Soccer, we have two SEC behemoth programs within our footprint that people care about, and you talk about the highest level of college sports and other things in our market that don't get the national attention very often from an ESPN or an NFL network type of place. And so if you really want your coverage of that, you've got to tune in to local radio. You've got to tune in to local television or your local reporters on digital, wherever it may be. But this is going to be an opportunity to really shine more on local sports, particularly the Predators at the start, and give people coverage that they just simply haven't been able to get up until now.
I think it's great, Steve, the fact that there's a place to go watch the, you know, our sports team on that channel. Like, I mean, that's how I became a Braves fan, because every day I'd get home, what's on TBS? Atlanta Braves, right? You can go with WGN with the Cubs. Now that there's a home for the Predators, I just see a growth with this fan base and this hockey team unlike any other, because you're on my TV every single night. I don't have to go searching for it.
Yeah, exactly right, Joe. You said it. You grew up a Braves fan because they were on TBS every night. I grew up a Cubs fan because they were on WGN every afternoon when I got home from school. And that's how so many of our fandoms started. And for the Nashville Predators here in this market, they obviously, as you guys well know, have a diehard fan base that fill up that arena at 17,000 strong per night and love every moment that they can hear and talk and consume Predators games. Well, now there's going to be a new element to that viewership of people who maybe didn't know how to find them before on a Bally or a FanDuel deep in a cable tier of packages. Now they can see it on free over-the-air TV, just as widely distributed as any of the major networks, and they can just land on it and maybe say, wow, that was kind of interesting for a period or a game. When's their next game? And you just grow the viewership like that. I can tell you over the past couple of years when we've had, I think, 8 games over the past 2 years that were simulcast on News Channel 5, the ratings growth just for those games were double and triple the numbers that they get normally when they were deep on the cable tier. And those were one-off games. And so now you're going to have the opportunity to do that night in and night out throughout the course of the season. And I think that's really, really exciting, because as Sean Henry said to me right when this got announced, is he said, the worst feeling as a president of a sports organization is hearing your fans say, gosh, that game last night sounded so exciting. I just wish I could have watched it. Just wish I knew where to find it. And I think they had increasing frustrations in recent years that was being part of the conversation from their fans. We think this is the solution to that, which will lead to major growth, as you said, moving forward.
Is this all 82 games?
So it's all the games that do not get picked up nationally. And okay. So obviously, Joe, as you know, and I know you just said this, but 84 games now NHL season is moving to this year. And so it could be 80-plus. I think last year, I think the Predators had 3 nationally televised games last year. So if that was the case again, it would be 81 games on the spot this year, but that number could change. But it certainly will be upper 70s in the number of games that we'll be able to show exclusively on the spot.
And then everything that we see normally is not going to be there, like with all the coverage, because I like watching Hal and Lindsay and everybody together. Is that part of it too?
Yeah, I think that's one of the really exciting parts, because I got that question a bunch right when we first announced this too, is we're proud to say that the broadcast team that you are used to watching is moving over to Scripps Sports. And so the game that you're used to seeing with Willie and C. Mace talking about that, and Lindsay and Hal and Kara and all the roles that they have, they will all have roles. They will all do similar things in the new setup on Scripps Sports. There will be a pregame show, 30 minutes leading into the game. There will be a postgame show. Even more, I think, how exactly to say this? I think sometimes the old postgame show got truncated a bit depending on what time it was.
Right.
My understanding is the new postgame show will be 30 minutes, regardless of where they are, or what time of day it is, or whatever that looks like. It'll be a 30-minute postgame show. So if anything, we expect it to be extended coverage from what it was with the same cast and crew you're familiar with.
Steve Lehman is with us from News Channel 5. Obviously, Steve, the sad news came out this morning. Chris Johnson, former Titans running back, diagnosed last year with ALS. He did the interview on Good Morning America. I mean, I think when you came to Nashville, he was in his prime. I think it was right after the 2,000-yard season. But obviously meant so much to the Titans. What were your thoughts on hearing the news?
Just so sad, Chase and Joe. I heard a couple rumors over the weekend that this might be the news, and I just prayed that it couldn't possibly be true. And somebody we all watched at the height of his powers seemed invincible on the football field. And it reminds me of our buddy Tim Shaw, who has been battling this for 12 or 13 years now. And it's just such an awful, awful disease, and you hate to see anybody afflicted by it. But it was really shocking to me, guys, to turn on the TV this morning and see him sitting there in a state that obviously we've never seen him, and in a state you'd never want to see anyone, and having to communicate through the computer and all those sort of things. It is just, it makes you sick for his family, for his wife, for his kids, and obviously for Chris. And, my prayer is just up for him and healing and advancements in that, because you guys know this. When he was on in those first 3 years of his career, and even after that in flashes with teams that weren't as good, he was as exciting as any player in the NFL. And so his legacy on the football field is secure. And I just pray that his life from this point forward is as good as it can be. And who knows, maybe we can pray for a miracle that makes the situation better for so many people.
What should the Titans do to, and I think this would probably be in discussion before this news even came out, a ring of honor or something like that. But what should they do to honor the legacy? Obviously still here, but moving forward.
Yeah, I think he's got to be, in a ring of honor. He's got to be prominently displayed in the new stadium when they get over there, because what he did was incredible. And when you talk about the people who most influenced the Tennessee Titans in their quarter of a century plus here in the mid-state, Chris Johnson's on the short list, guys. I mean, it's Steve and Eddie and Javon Kearse and Keith Bullock and Chris Johnson, and then you move into a new era where it's it's Derrick Henry and probably now Jeffrey Simmons or Kevin Byard and some of those guys. But, I mean, Chris Johnson is on the very, very, very short list of the people who have been the most influential and most incredible Titans in their time in the uniform. And I think any honor that they decide to give him is probably just. And at this point, I hope they do it sooner rather than later, because as we all know in this world, tomorrow is not promised for anybody. And in this particular case, it seems more pertinent than ever to give those honors out to Chris without much delay.
Chris, I mean, Steve, you got here in 2011 and from Tulsa. And I got to think, when you're in Tulsa, you knew who Chris Johnson was, right? Because of what he had done in the 3 years, 8, 9, and 10 in the NFL, right?
Oh, for sure. He was kind of a phenomenon just coming out of a draft because of how he ran at the combine. And so you knew this guy was electric. And then he gets into the league and it seemed like every week, Joe, from afar, that you would turn on whatever NFL countdown or just the highlight shows or something like that, and there would be an 80-yard Chris Johnson.
Right.
It was just electric, right? And so that was one of the things when I moved here that I was so excited about, is to just be around Chris Johnson and to cover him. And he continued it right there. Then he had the contract situation and came back. But, I mean, I remember right until his final season here, I think it was maybe a Monday night game against the Jets, that people were like, oh, man, is the contract worth it? You know, is CJ washed up? What's it like? And he explodes for, I think, like a 88-yard touchdown run or something against the Jets. And he maybe had lost a step at that point of his career, but, man, he hits the open field. And no one was going to catch him. And you remembered in that moment what you'd seen so many times in the previous years, where he was just spectacular and had a skill set that was unlike anybody else in the league. And in terms of when he hit that hole or got to the edge, if you weren't on him or didn't have him in your grasp, you weren't going to have him in your grasp and he was going to be gone. It was truly electric and it was just magnificent to see. And again, just another reminder of why this is so sad today, because you see someone like that who truly looked invincible at moments in their lives, and now you find out that we're all mortal and we're all very humble at the end of the day.
And you describe perfectly his career and watching him run. Was it jarring to you, Steve, to see this interview this morning and the state that he's now in?
Yeah, it really was, Joe. And I mean, the sad part is we all know what ALS does, right? And I guess I just, even this weekend when I thought about the possibility because of the rumors that this might be what it was about, I guess I was expecting that he was going to sit down and he wasn't going to be as progressed in. And I hate to even like speculate in my own head or do it now on the radio with it, but I guess it was just extremely jarring for me to see him sitting there in the chair with his wife beside him, communicating to Michael Strahan through the eye-controlled computer platform. And I've been around Tim Shaw a fair amount over the last decade plus, and Tim is an unbelievable guy. Honestly, some of his wisdom in life I've used to kind of get through things in my own ways in the world, and I'm so grateful for that relationship that I've had with Tim and his impact on me. But I've seen that technology up close and personal. I guess I just wasn't prepared to see that
right
with Chris at this point. And so, yes, that absolutely shocked and saddened me this morning to see it.
He is Steve Lehman from News Channel 5. Steve, congratulations on the launch of The Spot. We appreciate you taking the time today and also to talk about some CJ2K as well. Thanks, my friend.
Yeah, God bless CJ. Guys, we appreciate it, and hopefully we'll have a lot more of these conversations moving forward.
Absolutely. Steve Lehman, News Channel 5, joining us here on the program. We'll